History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday was Easter Sunday when families all gather around at the resurrection of Christ, and just a time to gather together and all get together and cram into a church is what I'm getting at.
It's a big day for the church. The CNE Catholics come out. Yeah. That's why I don't show up to them, because all the CNEs are there.
Yeah.
I know that's for those who don't know, that's Christmas and Easter Catholics is where they go twice a year. So I don't go those days.
All right. So you leave those out.
I practice from home.
Yeah, okay.
I work from home.
All right. You work from home those days.
I do remote church.
Okay. I gotcha. So we went in, Michelle and I, but we didn't get there. Like, we decided we were going to go because we're going to have a big family breakfast, that we'd go to the 8 o'clock. We normally go to the 9:30, but we went for the 8 o'clock mass. And we got there 5 to 8.
Big mistake. Slammed you, walked in.
It was pretty full. There were people standing everywhere, but Michelle said, look, there's a little space there. We could fit the two of us in there.
Where is this, on an end?
No. Well, you never get the end at this point. There was an older couple sitting at the end. Then there was this little space, and then another couple.
I would hate you.
Yeah.
I would hate you. Tell me you did not try to squeeze into that spot.
So we tried to squeeze into that spot.
Oh, my God.
When I say tried, we did. So excuse me, can we get in there? And normally, like, if somebody ever does that to me and I'm setting the end, they'll slide over and, if they had their territory, they didn't want to
let
go.
Did they stand up and let you in?
No, they turned their knees to the side.
Oh,
I should have known they were going to be trouble at
terrible.
That point. So then I get in there, and we're fine. Things are going well. And then they have the ladies that were, I guess, looking for people who were standing to come sit. Like, I got room, the holding of fingers. I got room for two, whatever. To which I then hear the old man next to me that wasn't thrilled that we moved in next to him. If they tell me to move again, I'm not moving. And he didn't whisper it, so we could hear him. So Mom looks at me. I look at her. We start to giggle a little bit. So now we move on during the Mass. Now we're up to communion. And As everybody's starting to go up row by row, we're right in front of the choir, right near the back. But row by row as they go up for communion, I was always told you stay kneeling, until it's about your time to go up there.
You get up. Three rows in front of you, that's when you sit up.
Well, that's what I did. I was three rows. But as soon as it started, all of a sudden I could feel, because I'm kneeling on the bench, somebody like trying to yank the bench up. The old man with his foot trying to lift it up. And then he sees me. I don't know if he grunted or anything. And now it's getting row after row. And I stay up and you keep feeling him trying to lift the bench.
You are a horrible pew partner.
So now we should have been up. Now we're three rows in front of me. I get up. He kicks the thing up and it slams.
Loud.
Whoa. Yeah, oh yeah.
Well,
you heard it.
Were you on his bench?
Well, it's not his bench. There's two benches per row.
Were there more people from his party on the bench?
Yeah, there were two of him and one my right leg.
Yeah, so you should, at that point, you should be getting up.
I should be getting up.
Yeah, because this guy can't sit up. He's an older gentleman, somehow older than you.
What do you mean he can't sit up? He was sitting. I don't know why it was bothering him so much.
Yeah.
And this is what happens at Easter when you're... It's a time to come together and love one another like family. Anyhow, it's 8:30 at Froggy 101. I'm not going to see him again.
Didn't you say he was also like the first person out after Mass?
Yeah, the Mass has ended. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. Whoop. There he was. Grabbed his old lady and her out the door. And then probably got stuck in the parking lot because you get two groups of Masses coming and going at the same time. It was a fun time. Breakfast was good.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.